Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new Dr. Christian prize play called This Is Where I Came In, by Anna Townsend Rawlings of Richmond, Virginia, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian and Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Ladies, are Mayflowers your cue to blossom forth in a new spring permanence? If so, listen to this. Here's how to help make it the most flattering permanent you've ever had. Start now by using Vaseline Hair Tonic to get your hair in good condition. Check any signs of dry scalp. Shampoo your hair tonight. But before you do, in fact, before every shampoo, massage your scalp vigorously with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then wrap a piping hot towel around your head and let the steam penetrate for several minutes. After you've given your hair a thorough washing, use a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine, simply smoothing it on. And even if you're not planning a permanent soon, you owe it to yourself to follow this easy Vaseline Hair Tonic routine regularly. Your reward will be beautiful hair, lustrous, soft, glossy. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Start using it tonight. It's early afternoon as our play opens, and that's Judy Price, Dr. Christian's secretary, running up the steps of the familiar old white house on the corner of State Street and River Road and entering the doctor's office.
Well, well, Judy. Hey, you must have had a good lunch. You look like $1 million.
And I feel like $1 million, Dr. Christian, with no deductions.
All right, confess. Where did you have this miraculous lunch?
Oh, I didn't have any lunch. There's too much excitement. Really, Dr. Christian, the whole town is so excited and happy about Perry Tate being home.
Oh, so that's it.
Uh-huh. Everybody's just beaming. The streets are full of flags, and the women are all frying chickens and baking cakes for the picnic tomorrow.
It sounds like a regular 4th of July celebration.
It is, even if it's a little ahead of time. There'll be speeches and band music, a ball game, and they're building a regular stage on the square for the other entertainment. Mm.
All part of the great American tradition, eh, Judy?
Mm-hmm. And Perry, he's the most important part. You'd think he belonged to everybody in town the way they're acting.
Well, in a way he does.
In a way he does what, Dr. Christian?
Why, Mary.
Mary Mason.
I didn't hear you come in.
Judy left the door open. Now, what were you saying about Perry?
Well, I was just saying the way people are acting, you'd think he belonged to everybody in town.
I guess you have something to say about that, haven't you, Mary?
I guess I have now. Perry proposed last night.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm so happy for you both.
Well, congratulations. How does it feel to have your hero home safe?
Oh, I can't quite believe it yet, Dr. Christian. Seems too good to be true.
Where is he now?
He had a business appointment at the hotel.
Well, I'm surprised he let you out of his sight. You're as sweet as a musk rose in a pink dress.
Well, it seemed very important. He asked me to stop by for that medicine you prescribed for his mother.
Oh, yes.
She's been so excited ever since he got home yesterday. Her heart's acting up a little.
I shouldn't wonder.
Well, the sight of Perry in his Marine uniform would make any woman's heart flutter.
And to think just yesterday he was a freckled kid with a hound dog and an air rifle. You know, Mary, this town is mighty proud of Perry. It's not for us to know what he and others like him went through in the Pacific, but we can honor him for it. Tomorrow, when the high school band is thumping, that'll be our way of telling him so.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Christian. It means something special to hear you say that.
Have you set the date yet, Mary?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be married next week before he goes to Washington to receive his medal.
Oh, then you're going with him.
Yes, he wants me to.
Well, that's fine, Mary. His mother shouldn't try to make the trip, and it's right that his wife should stand beside him for such an honor. And think what a wonderful story it'll make to tell your grandchildren.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Here's your medicine, Mary.
Thanks. See you at the celebration tomorrow.
Lucky girl. A hero, a husband, a medal, a trip to Washington.
And a picnic. All in 1 week.
Oh, for goodness sake. Who's that at the back door?
I'll go.
Dr. Christian, if that's another tramp...
Oh, don't bother coming, Julie. I can find my way to the icebox.
Dr. Christian...
Why, Perry Tate.
Not so loud, please.
Is something wrong?
Well, I'd like to talk to you alone.
Oh, well, come in.
Anybody in the front office?
Just Judy. I'll close the door.
Hey, gosh. This place really looks like home. You'd be surprised how often I thought about it when I was away. Same old desk, same old chair and pictures.
Oh, sit down, Perry. It's good to see you. The way the whole town turned out yesterday, I didn't get more than a handshake.
Folks still bringing you their troubles, Doctor?
It's not all bad news, Perry. Some very good. Mary was just here.
Yeah, I saw her. That's why I came around to the back door.
Why, Perry?
I couldn't face her right now.
Well, she told us about the wedding.
Yeah, that's just it. That's what I wanted to see about it. Well, it looks like there won't be any wedding.
No wedding? Well, Perry, you're joking.
I wish it were a joke.
Mary is a lovely, loyal girl. She's grown thin and weary and heartsick, missing you.
It's not her fault, Dr. Christian. I got a phone call last night. I haven't slept a wink thinking about it. I tell you, I'm the worst jam a fella could ever get in.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Well, it is. Last night, I had a phone call from a girl named Vivian Hall. I just saw her at the hotel just now.
Mary told us you had an appointment there.
And she's expecting me back.
Friend of yours, Perry?
Friend? She has a letter she says is from me, proving I wrote asking her to marry me.
Asking her what?
And she says she's going to hold me to it.
Oh, but Perry, I thought you and Mary
always... Well, that's true. I've always loved Mary, but this girl, this Vivian, I knew her 4 years ago in New York. Remember the time Flint Adams and I took those courses at Columbia?
Yes.
Well, she was an actress rehearsing for that play that made such a hit. Remember it? I think it was called My Lover's Come Back or something like that.
Oh, yes, that sounds familiar. Didn't they make it into a movie?
Yeah, I believe they did. Well, Flint knew another girl in the same show. We used to double date and go up to their place nights and help them study their lines, then take them out to eat.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Vivian was good-looking, kind of hard-boiled, but plenty of fun. I was lonesome for Mary and sort of flattered that a real actress would go out with me. I lost my head about her for a while, Doctor, but heck, I never asked her to marry me. I swear I didn't.
Does she know about Mary?
Sure she does. I explained everything this morning, and she just laughed. She doesn't even pretend to be in love with me, Doctor. She said I was a national hero now, and she hadn't had a decent part in months, and she was cutting in on my publicity to try and get a movie contract.
No, now, maybe she was just acting. You know how some of these actresses are when they get going, forget themselves entirely, they get so wrapped up in pretending.
No, she means business. When I left, she said, "And don't think you can give me the runaround."
Are you sure you didn't write this letter to her?
No, why should I write when I was seeing her every night?
Well, then it's simple. The letter must be a phony.
But it is in my handwriting. I saw it.
Do you remember what it said?
Oh, stuff about coming back to her and loving her always and begging her to marry me. Plenty for a nice breach of promise suit.
Yet you're sure you can't remember writing to her?
I swear I can't. What am I going to do? Well, this celebration coming off tomorrow and Mary and my mother and all those kids who were down at the train yesterday waving flags.
Well, first of all, we have to stop that girl from talking. If a reporter gets to her, we won't let that happen. Now, let's see. It's nearly 4 o'clock now. Suppose you go back down to the hotel.
Go back? Right now?
Yes, be nice to her. Take her for a drive.
But, Dr. Christian, what about Mary?
Well, I'll attend to Mary. Drive her around until it's good and dark. Keep out of town. You know Kate Jackson's farm out on the river road?
Yes.
Stop there for dinner. She serves good home-cooked meals. It's out of the way, and chances are nobody will run into you.
Yeah, but won't that look even worse?
Not what I have in mind. I'm going to call Mrs. Jackson and leave a message for you.
Saying what?
Calling you away on important business, right after you both had supper.
What for?
Oh, now, don't ask so many questions. Don't you understand? I want to see this Broadway actress alone, myself. get Flint Adams on the phone for me, will you?
Flint?
Yes, I want to do a little research on social life at Columbia.
You what?
And try to reach the dramatic teacher at high school and see if she knows anything about a play called My Lover's Come Back.
Hmm?
Yes, ask her to get a copy of the play. I'll explain later.
Dr. Christian, you aren't going dramatic on us, are you?
Oh, yes, very, very, Judy. I'm playing a hunch this season, and I've got the fate of this whole town in the audience.
Why, Dr. Christian, welcome.
Good evening, Kate.
What a pleasant surprise. Come on in.
Thanks.
What can I fix for you? I've got some nice...
Oh, well, no, I'm not hungry, Kate. I came out on some other business. Is that that actress still here?
Actress? So that's what she is. I thought she acted awful artificial-like. She's upstairs now, painting her face some more.
And how does she like the country?
Oh, she was as sweet as pie when Mr. Tate brought her here, and ate enough supper for both of them. But when he slipped off and left her while she was hot on her nose the fourth time, then she let her true nature take charge.
I was the one who left that message calling Perry away.
You did?
Yes. Did she try to follow him?
Oh, she tried, but it was dark as a stack of black cats out, as you can see. A hoot owl scared her, and she came back as mad as a bee.
Well, I guess he's never played summer theaters before.
Before?
Yes, Kate. We may have a little performance here tonight.
Well, when she got back, she tried hollering into the phone, but I don't think she ever seen one you have to crank to get central. So, she figured it was out of order, and I...
Just let her?
Why not? She's going to be so uppity.
Ask her to come down, will you, Kate?
Ask who to come down.
Oh, Miss Hall, this is Dr. Christian.
A doctor? Good. You got a car?
Yes.
Then, for goodness sake, get me out of this wilderness.
You're Vivian Hall, the Broadway actress, aren't you, Miss Hall?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Perry Tate mentioned you were here in town. I suppose you come on to take part in the celebration tomorrow?
Celebration?
Yes, honoring Perry's return. I thought perhaps you might be doing a scene, giving a reading or something.
In this hick town? Not that I couldn't do it if I wanted to and knock them off their pins. But I got bigger things planned.
I see.
But right now I want to get out of this dump. The idea of Perry Tate, that low down... Of all the dirty tricks, bringing me out here and ditching me.
Don't tell me this is the first time you've ever been stranded, Miss Hall.
Well, it is. Not counting Syracuse. Anyway, it's the last. He tricked me.
What kind of a trick do you call it, holding a phony letter over a boy who's just back from risking his life for his country?
You know about that? That I have a letter, I mean?
Yes.
Well, it's not a phony. It'll stand up in any court. It's Perry's right, and he admits it. He asked me to marry him.
Perry Tate did that?
Yes, and I will. And when he goes to Washington next week, little Vivian's the girl who'll be right beside him.
Taking all the bows and getting your picture and all the papers so you can land that Hollywood contract.
But I thought Perry was going with Mary Mason.
He is, Kate.
Not now, he isn't.
Miss Hall, don't you care what you might be doing to that girl?
Why should I? I don't know her.
And what about Perry's mother? She has a bad heart.
My, she's set on them too, Marion. Might kill her. I don't care anything about them or Perry either, if you want to know the truth. He's been out and done a lot of fool stunts, and he's going to be decorated for them. And I'm smart enough to know that his wife will be news with a capital M. And I'm the girl the reporters will be interviewing, Dr. Small Town Christian. What do you think of that?
You can't beat people like Perry Tate with tricks.
Say, just what makes you think this is a trick?
Well, I remember seeing the picture they made from the play you were rehearsing when Perry was seeing you so often. My Lover's Come Back.
Say, I've seen that one, too.
I didn't make the picture.
I know you didn't. I thought the girl who played your part was very good.
Ah, she was lost. She was horrible. They wanted me, but I just wouldn't go to Hollywood for the salary they were offering.
I remember her particularly in the scene where she gets the letter from her sweetheart, the boy she's been leading on, then really falls for.
Oh, what a scene.
I remember. Oh, that sweet, innocent boy. I could have killed her.
The way I played it, everybody in the theater wanted to kill me, too.
Yeah, I can certainly believe that.
I played it much better than she did.
The way I picked that letter up from the table, my sardonic smile.
I thought the movie girl was wonderful. She couldn't touch me.
How did you do it, Miss Hall?
Well, I was right in the center of the stage, wearing a gold lamé dress. There was nobody on the stage but me, right in the center. I picked the letter up from the table. Wait till I get it. It's in my purse.
Is that the letter there?
Yes. Yes, I picked it up like this. Opened it slowly. Started reading. Dearest.
I tried to forget you. Now I know I never can. I'm coming back to take you away as my wife. You must say you will marry me.
Hey, what's going on here?
Please, my dearest, promise you will marry me. My love belongs to you always.
How did you know what's in it?
Well, I have a copy of your play right here.
Hey, give me that.
All right. Give me that letter.
What letter?
The letter you used in the play, the one I just read. The one you got Perry Tate to copy for you from the script, so you could use it in the show.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Flint Adams told me both he and Perry were in your apartment one night, helping you with props, getting ready for the opening. And you asked Perry, just for a gag, to copy it so that you could use it.
Well, what if I did? It's my ticket to glory. He signed his name to it, and it's still as good as gold.
If he did, it was just fun.
You bet it's fun. And it's going to put me back in pictures again.
Yes, but that letter is copied directly from the play.
And I can tell any judge Perry felt it was the perfect expression of his feelings for me. That he felt he couldn't express it any better himself. That's why he copied it for me.
How could you still have that letter? In the movies, the girl tore it up in one scene. Tore it all to pieces and threw it away.
I did it much more effectively. On the stage, I burned it.
You burned it?
Oh, you should have seen my expression. Looking down above the flame, little wisps of fire curling around the envelope.
I gave it plenty.
I'll bet you did.
But how could you burn it every night? You still got it there.
Oh, I used a dummy letter. Just a blank and an envelope in that scene. That saved the bother of copying the letter all over again every performance.
I liked it in the picture better, where the girl tore it up.
Yes, I should think that would express the rage much more effectively.
Ah, that's child's play.
You should have seen me. Leaning over the flame like a witch.
A beautiful witch.
Burning the effigy of some hated lover.
Oh, I lost myself in that scene. I was carried away. The house cheered.
I still think the girl in the movies was excellent.
Oh, nonsense. Did she hold the envelope out?
Away from her like this, like some malevolent potion? I stared at it. Just stood there staring in the dark. Only one small lamp was lighted.
Lower the lights, Kate.
The lights? But...
Hurry.
Yes, that's better. My face was in the dark for only a moment. Without realizing, I dropped my purse to the floor. Like this.
She looks real mad, don't she?
Quiet.
I loathe him. I hate him. He's played with me, toyed with my emotions. The first time I've ever really loved. Oh, what folly. What a farce this letter is. It fooled me. I was soft and weak and let it fool me.
You wanted to forget him, to wipe away any trace, any memory of him.
But for this letter, my life would still be serene. Would still be calm. I started to tear. No.
No? No. And this is where my real genius came in. Tearing it was too good, too weak, too ineffectual.
It must be burned. It must be burned to ashes. Ashes I might crumple under my foot. I looked across to the table. There was an ashtray there. Matches.
Quick, Kate. Put these matches on the table.
Ah, yes. Matches. I stared at them for a moment. Then slowly, slowly my hand reached out.
She's gonna do it.
It's wonderful.
I struck the first match.
Yes?
It went out.
Then, with fury, I reached and struck the second.
I gazed down into its orange-white flame. The shadows played across my face.
It's fascinating. A wonderful effect.
Slowly, I pushed the edge, the tiniest edge of the envelope, into the fire. It caught. See? Just a little at first. Brighter and brighter. More and more. It burned. His life. His memory. It burns. It burned!
Kate, be quiet.
Give me that letter.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm putting it out.
Kate.
Do you want to burn the house down? Look at my rug.
Oh, Kate, now you spoiled everything.
Hey, what was I doing? I was burning my own letter.
Look at it. You very nearly did.
Hey, give it to me. So that was it. Another trick. And to think you nearly made me destroy the evidence. Did I do something wrong, Dr. Christian?
Fortunately, no, Kate.
Well, it was burning my rug. The embers.
Hey, give it here.
It's yours, Miss Hall.
Thank goodness it just burned a little.
But enough.
What do you mean?
Look for yourself. Perry's signature is completely gone from that letter. It's lucky you started at the edge of the envelope.
It is. Oh, you fiend. How dare you? You tricked me. Oh, you.
Please, no hysterics, Miss Holt. Don't you think one performance is enough for one evening?
Christian, what a wonderful turnout.
Everybody in town. Look how Perry's grinning.
He gave a wonderful speech.
And look how happy Mary seems standing beside him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're lucky to have with us today...
What's coming now?
...famous Broadway actress, Miss Vivian Hall.
Vivian Hall. So she's here.
To honor me and
I thought she might do something. After
today.
All, she did make this Ms. trip Hall out here looking for publicity.
Dr. Christian...
My lover's come back. The letter-burning scene.
Oh, excuse me, will you, Judy? I think I'll run along.
But, Dr. Christian...
I have some work to do.
Aren't you going to stay for Miss Hall's performance?
No, you see, Judy, this is where I came in.
The curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Herschel, waiting to greet you. Now here's a word from Judy.
I know many of you have been reading about the wonderful work our medical corps is doing in saving our wounded soldiers. Many of these casualties are due to burns, and our Army and Navy doctors have developed a new burn treatment that is producing astonishing recovery. Reports tell us that the treatment includes the surface application of petroleum jelly. And you've probably got the world's leading brand of petroleum jelly in your medicine cabinet right now. Vaseline petroleum jelly. There's just nothing better for minor household burns than this product, which is helping our wounded men. Whenever a minor burn occurs in your family, apply Vaseline petroleum jelly quickly and bandage lightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now here is Jean Herschel.
Thank you very much. Tonight's prize play was the first radio play for the author, Anna Townsend Rawlings of Richmond, Virginia. But she's been writing all her life, short stories, articles, verse, even recipes. She's married and the mother of a small daughter and manages to combine her writing with her domestic career. Next week, we present a new prize play, Excalibur, by Amelia Reynolds Long of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We invite you all to join us again to hear the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. Then I'll say good night.
Men, check dry scalp with Vaseline Hair Tonic. If your druggist is temporarily out of the 40-cent size, remember the 70-cent size gives you three times as much, saves you money. Insist on Vaseline Hair Tonic. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.